Hello and welcome to the Zero to Finals podcast. My name is Tom, and in this episode, I'm going to be talking to you about central retinal artery occlusion. And you can find written notes on this topic at zerotofinals.com/central retinal artery occlusion or in the ophthalmology section of the second edition of the Zero to Finals medicine book. And you can find flashcards and questions to train your knowledge and help you remember this information for longer at members.zerotofinals.com. So let's get straight into it. Central retinal artery occlusion occurs due to obstruction to blood flow through the central retinal artery. The central retinal artery is a branch of the ophthalmic artery, which is a branch of the internal carotid artery. The most common cause is atherosclerosis. It can also be caused by giant cell arteritis, where vasculitis affecting the ophthalmic or central retinal artery reduces the blood flow. Let's talk about the risk factors. The risk factors for cardiovascular disease, for example smoking, hypertension, diabetes, and raised cholesterol, increase the risk of atherosclerosis and central retinal artery occlusion. The risk factors for giant cell arteritis are white ethnicity, older age, female, and polymyalgia rheumatica. Let's talk about the presentation. Blockage of the central retinal artery causes sudden painless loss of vision. It may be described as like a curtain coming down over the vision. On examination, there will be a relative afferent pupillary defect, where the pupil in the affected eye constricts more when light is shone in the other eye than when it's shone in the affected eye. The light input is not sensed by the ischemic retina when testing the direct light reflex, meaning that shining a light in the affected eye does not cause pupil constriction. But the light is sensed by the other eye, or the unaffected eye, when testing the consensual light reflex, meaning that shining light in the unaffected eye will cause pupil constriction in both eyes. Fundoscopy examination will show a pale retina with a cherry red spot. The retina is pale due to a lack of blood perfusion. The cherry red spot is the fovea, which has a thinner surface and shows the red colour choroid below. A Tom tip for you, the key differentials for sudden painless vision loss are retinal detachment, central retinal artery occlusion, central retinal vein occlusion, or vitreous hemorrhage due to diabetic retinopathy. Amaurosis fugax describes a temporary loss of vision caused by a temporary interruption to the blood supply. Finally, let's go through management. Central retinal artery occlusion is a sight-threatening emergency. Suspected cases should be referred immediately to an ophthalmologist. Giant cell arteritis is a potentially reversible cause. Testing for giant cell arteritis includes an ESR blood test and a temporal artery biopsy, and treatment is with high-dose systemic corticosteroids. When treating central retinal artery occlusion, immediate management options attempt to dislodge or dissolve the blockage. There's no consensus, guidelines, or solid evidence base for the options. The options are ocular massage, which is essentially massaging the eyeball, anterior chamber paracentesis, which involves removing fluid from the anterior chamber of the eye to reduce the intraocular pressure, inhaled carbogen, which is a mix of 5% carbon dioxide and 95% oxygen, which aims to dilate the artery, sublingual isosorbide dinitrate, which aims to dilate the artery, oral pentoxifilline, which aims to dilate the artery, intravenous acetazolamide, which aims to reduce the intraocular pressure, intravenous mannitol, which aims to reduce the intraocular pressure, and topical timolol, which also aims to reduce the intraocular pressure. Long-term management involves treating reversible risk factors and secondary prevention of cardiovascular disease. So thanks for listening to this episode on central retinal artery occlusion. As always, a big thank you to Harry for perfectly editing the podcast. And I hope you join us for the next episode where we'll talk about retinitis pigmentosa.